and welcome to Perfection Unfolding. I am your host, Kara G. Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, you guys. I am coming to you live and alive from my friend's living room today. If you're on the Patreon, you can see me on my friend's fluffy white ivory couch. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, it is 2:45 in the morning. This is the latest I've ever recorded an episode. And also the longest time I procrastinated recording an episode. And so I'm both exhausted, like physically, but also mentally, because the mental gymnastics I had to put myself through avoiding doing this is just totally uncalled for. 100% totally uncalled for. I'm not gonna not say that I'm upset with myself, because I kind of am. But it's also like I'm recognized that I've been in a bit of a functional freeze state. I would say over the past, I mean, in and out of a functional freeze state for the past, I would say, 5-ish days, maybe even a week. And by functional freeze, if you're not familiar with the term, it's kind of like a fight or flight state, right? So it's when your body just shuts down and starts dissociating. You know, when you're scrolling on Instagram or TikTok or social media for hours at a time, just numbing yourself out. Or when you're watching lots of TV or you're eating lots of junk food, you're just kind of being mindless. It's a coping mechanism that your body takes on when it perceives that it's going to do something that's difficult or uncomfortable or it's just not particularly fun. And it's annoying because, like, I enjoy doing this podcast. It's functional freeze for me pops up when I have to do something that's uncomfortable. So it's like if I told myself I was going to work out, sometimes if I'm in like a chaotic headspace, I will just procrastinate doing that because it's like crossing the threshold to go from not doing something to doing something I know is good for me. Sometimes that threshold is like really long and hard. And it's like, but it's so funny because once you cross it, you're like, oh, I actually enjoy doing this. I feel so much better now. Great. And so I'm doing it. I'm just pressed record. I was like, screw it. I'm just going to start. Because all day this is all I've been thinking about. It's all I've been thinking. Oh, I have to record the podcast today. I have to record the podcast today because like it's my 20th episode. I have to record the podcast today. And so now I'm doing it and it's going to get done. And I've had so much anxiety all day. And I don't know why we put ourselves through that. Why I put myself through that, because it just stresses me out. Like because I have ADHD, like it's that thing where if I have one thing planned for the day, like if it's the morning and I have one thing planned for the day at 3 PM, like I can't do anything else. I have to work really, really hard to deprogram myself to be like that because it's just not a helpful trait. And I refuse to be like a victim to my brain, to my circumstance. Like I can choose whatever I want. And I'm just glad that I'm even though it's 2:45 in the morning or 2:30 in the morning, I'm still showing up and I'm still doing it. It's going to get done. With that said, welcome to the show. I just had to dump on you guys. This is my digital diary episode. So not dumping, but just sharing vulnerably. Like it's so true that the more you do something, the more successful you feel like you're becoming, like slowly and surely, you're going to hit these roadblocks and you're going to be triggered. And like, for me, I'm running into a little bit of self-sabotage. Like this functional freeze state that I've been in is a form of self-sabotage that I've experienced over and over and over again throughout my life that I've been consciously working through. And it's not easy. I mean, it's very uncomfortable to experience being in that functional free state because, like, even though I look numbed out on the outside, I'm actually having a lot of anxiety on the inside. And it's probably due to lack of sleep. It's probably due to having conflicting feelings about being unemployed. You know, I go back and forth between like, I get to do my own thing and holy shit, how am I going to make money? I have to pay my bills, you know? And it's like two things can be true at one time. It can be, a little bit nerve-wracking, a little bit scary to not know what your next step is, but it could also equally be very empowering and very liberating. And so I'm navigating those conflicting feelings, and I'm trying and doing my best to give myself grace and to live in the dichotomy of it all. Yeah. And so with that, I want to get into a bit of a grounded state. So if you're new here, every week I do a couple breaths. We do three breaths together to ground ourselves in the present, to calm our nervous systems down, which is exactly what I need. Today, I will also admit, I had caffeine for the first time in months at this point. Caffeine for the first time without doing any kind of workout. Like, I have had caffeine two other times when I was dancing really late at night and I needed the extra boost. But today was the first time I've had caffeine because I was so tired earlier. And I was like, I'll just drink this caffeine. I'll get the podcast done. It didn't happen. So with that, we're going to get a nice comfy position. We're going to sit on our sits bones. We're going to relax our shoulders. We're going to just kind of focus in on our breath. We're going to close our eyes if we feel comfortable. And we're going to take a nice big inhale together. Breathe in. And we're going to exhale. We're going to take a nice big breath. And we're going to exhale. Really lean into that breath, and we're going to breathe in all the goodness. We're going to exhale all the crud. And I want you to take a second while your eyes are still closed, and I want you to think of one thing that you're grateful for. It could be anything. It could be your body. It could be your mind. It could be a new piece of clothing that you love. It could be that your car runs well. It could be anything. And just take that and just cherish it. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Oh, I needed that. As you can probably tell, I've been stressing a little bit. And it's my own doing, right? Like, we are the creators of our environment. We are the creators of our lives. And if stress is there, it's because we're holding on to it. It's because we created it. Nobody can make you feel stressed. There can be stressful situations, right? There can be things that are inherently uncomfortable. There can be events in your life that are hard to deal with, but how you perceive it and how you navigate it, how you process it, how you transmute it is all your own doing. And I feel like that perspective is very empowering. So with that, if you're on the Patreon, my hair looks crazy. I know I'm messing with it. But this is real. This is authentic. Like, this is me showing up. Like, it's not going to be perfect all the time. It's not going to be pretty all the time. I'm doing it. I'm showing up. Like, I know that that's the bare minimum, but sometimes the bare minimum is all you can really give. And to be honest with you, like, my bare minimum, you know, comparatively speaking, is a lot more than a lot of other people can do or to give or whatever, you know, and I have to honor that. And I have to give grace for that. And that's kind of what this whole episode is going to be about today. But before we get into the topic, I want to talk about some things that I'm grateful for. Right now, my lifeline that I'm grateful for is just, I've said this before in the past, but it's my inability to give up. Yeah, it's right now I'm proving to myself that even if I spend a whole day procrastinating, showing up for this creative endeavor, showing up for this mission, this purpose, this podcast, right? These topics for you, for showing up for you. Like, even if I procrastinated all day, I could even have done this yesterday. I could have recorded this the day before or the day before, but I just, something in me was like holding on to this perfectionist idea, which is, you know, impossible to meet. When I'm reaching for perfection, I'm inherently telling myself that I don't already have it. which this show is all about, knowing that it's already there. It's already there. And we're waiting for it to unfold. We're watching it unfold. We're working with its unfolding. We're recognizing, we're honoring the perfection unfolding in our lives. We're not reaching for it. We already are perfect. I already am perfect. Every time I try to reach for this perfect idea, that means I'm already without, right? And that's not helpful. And yet here I am, still stuck in an old pattern, and a pattern that has been with me intermittently on and off my entire life. But that's what this work is to surrender and to just let me be perfect. Just lean into my flow state, to lean into my creativity. And the last couple of days, I haven't been doing that. I've been reaching for it, and I'm not, and I can't find it because it's not there. There's nothing to be reached. There's nothing to be. It's like, I don't know. So I fell into that cycle. And even though that happened, and even still, I'm refusing to let that define me now. At any moment, I can step out of that cycle and choose something different. I can choose something new. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. And I'm showing up because I said I would. And that's been like the biggest piece on my journey to discovering and embodying my purpose, is living in integrity and being authentic about it and showing up and telling you about it and showing you that even if you are imperfect, quote unquote, in the way that you do things, even if they don't, quote unquote, meet your standard, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And I can feel like, even in doing this right now, I can feel like my anxiety fluttering up, because it's been a part of my identity and a part of my experience for so long, like core beliefs, going back to that topic from last week, that it's going to take some practice to unlearn that, to rewire that habit. And even though I'm 20 weeks into this podcast, some weeks are easier than others, you know? And to be honest with you, this full moon in Libra, I'm a Libra moon, okay? I've been feeling all the things for the last 5 days. Whether you believe in astrology or not, that's fine. I believe in what I feel. And what I feel is so much energy right now. Like, there's an eclipse right now. It's a full moon in Libra, which, again, I'm a Libra moon. And so I knew it was going to affect me in some way, but Jesus Christ, like, I didn't realize it was going to be bringing up so much crap. And it is. It's bringing up a lot of crap. I think eclipse season, to what I understand, is all about, you know, tying up loose ends and like closing doors behind you and like cutting cords and stuff like that. And I think this is the last couple of days in showing up for my creative endeavors and just showing up for myself has just been, I'm looking at a lot of my old patterns and a lot of my old systems, and I'm just kind of like, I'm done with you. Like, I'm so done with you. I'm so annoyed with you. And I know that the annoyance isn't helpful. It's really, but it's just true. It's just true. Sometimes you just have to recognize and accept that, like, this thing doesn't work for you anymore. Right? This pattern doesn't work for you. I've been on a journey of undoing my patterns and, you know, implementing new ones for the last couple months, as you guys know, if you've been listening to the show. And I'm finally like, okay, like, I see you, I hear you, but you're not helpful for me anymore. And I'm going to put you down. Like, I'm not going to hold on to you so tightly anymore. I'm ready for you to be gone. So I'm going to choose something different. I'm going to choose something different and new in spite of you. But also, because of you, you know, like, thank you for showing me that this doesn't help me anymore. Thank you for being here and providing contrast and letting me know that I no longer align with you, right? Like, these old patterns are not my enemy. Like, they helped me in some form or fashion when I was a kid, right? But now they don't. And now I can choose something different. And so that's where I'm at. And that's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for choosing something different. I'm grateful for choosing me. I'm grateful for showing up. I'm grateful for my tenacity, you know? I'm grateful for the fact that I find the humor in all of this. I find being alive to be hilarious and quirky and weird and fun. And it's so funny to me that I get to choose my own reality every single day. And at times I still choose to live a reality that doesn't align. Because I'm a human being, because I have an ego, because, you know, when you have a lot of feelings, they're hard to deal with all at once. So, and my coping mechanism for that is numbing it out. I think a lot of us numb out our pain. I've told you guys before that I numb out by overeating and overwatching TikToks and overdoing everything, anything to avoid feeling my feelings. And the feelings that I'm avoiding are being imperfect and also just being uncomfortable. Sometimes it's as simple as just like, I don't want to feel uncomfortable right now. I've been dealing with a lot of uncomfortability, and right now I don't want to deal with it. You know, and that's what I've been doing for 4 days. I've been actually having a really great time. And in that, I enjoyed it a lot. But I also knew, like, I have things to do, you know? And I didn't have any balance over the last, you know, 3 days. And balance has been a really important pillar of my journey moving forward. And so now, because I've had that contrast of like, okay, I've been balanced, I just experienced being unbalanced, now I need to get back to equilibrium of balance again. Like, it showed me and redirected me back to what's important. So maybe there's things that you're grateful for. Maybe you're struggling with the same thing. Like, guys, I don't know much about astrology. I mean, I do know a little bit. You know, I'm a bit of an astrology girly. But all I know is that eclipse season is not the season for manifesting. Eclipse season is just all about, like, it's about to be a rock and roller coaster, and we need to strap the fuck in and give ourselves grace. Give yourself grace. Grace is my middle name, okay? That's what the G in Kara G stands for. And what I'm learning as I get older is that is my mission. Grace was not a name given to me because I started off that way. Grace was a name given to me because that's what I'm in pursuit of. Grace for myself, grace for others, grace for the world, grace for everything. Like, I mean, I used to think it was funny because I was like, I was the most clumsy person I knew as a kid. I was like, yeah, Grace is my middle name. Look at him, you know? But no, like, it's a totally different thing. Like, grace is, that's where my purpose is. That's where my mission is just giving grace to myself. And that's what I'm doing. I'm grateful for grace. Thanks for that, Mom. Love ya. Thanks for the name. And shout out to Juanita Grace, my grandma. She's my guardian angel. And I've never met her. And she died before I was born. But I've had a running joke since I was a kid that Juanita's been putting overtime. She's been putting in overtime for me ever since I've been born. And she left the earth. She left earth side and went, you know, universe side, on the afterlife side, early, so that just so she could look after me and like the rest of my family, because we have escaped lots and lots of things, and I attribute all that to her, and Grace is her namesake, so that's what I'm named after. So shout out to Juanita, shout out to Sue. I'm grateful for the two of you guys, just for the women in my life. And this is a digital diary episode, guys, so I get to just say and blabber about whatever I freaking want, and you're supposed to love it. That being said, I need to shout out my patrons on the Perfection Unfolding community on patreon.com. I launched the Patreon last week. Shout out to those of you who, you know, liked the reel that I put out on the Perfection Unfolding Pod Instagram. But I got my first three patrons. I'm so excited. And number one, right out the gate, first and foremost, I launched the Patreon. The next morning I wake up, my email says, you have your first patron. And it's no other than, drum roll please, Sue Campbell, my mother. What a sweetie pie cutie girl. She's my number one fan. Shout out to her. She's my first patron. She signed up for my second tier, the perfect tier. So shout out to my mom. You guys, like, I know I'm blessed, but I'm like really blessed because not only does my mom support me, but she actually listens to the episodes. Like she actually listens to them and she gets something out of it. She's like, she's not just doing it just to, you know, flatter me, you know, whatever. My mom actually listens and we have discussions about certain topics. And I talked to her last week about what some potential topics could be. Cause I'm genuine. Like she's a genuine listener of the show. So I want genuine opinions. And we're going to get into that topic probably next week or the week after. So I'm very excited about that. I also want to shout out John Anderson, my former boss. second biggest fan. He was the second patron who signed up on patreon.com/perfectionunfolding. Also at the perfect tier, the $10 tier. John, I appreciate you. Like we go back to the late 2010s. And we had some good times. Went to the Super Bowl together. It was a good time. So shout out, John. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for supporting. And I hope you enjoy all the goodies. And then last but not least, I have the third patron of the community is Megan Miller, my bestie teacher friend. She's amazing. She's incredible. I'm so excited that you joined. I appreciate your support so much. So shout out to the patrons. I know I only have three right now, but you know what? Like three people in a room, that's a lot of people. That is a lot of people. So I hope you guys enjoyed the video episodes. And if you'd love to join the Patreon, there's still one more week to sign up to get a personal shout out on the show. So the cutoff will be April 1st, I believe, to get shouted out on the April 2nd show. But if you sign up April 2nd, you'll get shouted out on the next week's show. So sign up, walk, don't run, don't walk to sign up for the exclusive Perfection Unfolding community on patreon.com/perfectionunfolding. That is where you are going to get not only video episodes, but one bonus video episode every month. You're going to get exclusive content depending on what tier you sign up for. And the perfect tier, you get exclusive content. You get some voting power in terms of the topics that we talk about. I believe there's a live Q&A on one of the tiers. And I know in the perfection tier, the $20 tier, you get a 45-minute one-on-one coaching call with me about any topic of your choosing. We will sit down, we'll have a conversation. You'll ask me, you know, question, you know, present your problem. We'll talk it through. I'll mirror back to you some things that, that I see in you. And it'll be a bona fide coaching call. It could be a life coaching, relationship coaching, health coaching. I am a certified holistic health coach, so you can trust me. I went to school. And then I'm just a life coach by trade, which it's the same tools, but just different topics. Life coach, relationship coach, just by trial and error. I've been through some things and I've read lots of books, so you can trust me. And as always, you can always hit me up for coaching, one-on-one coaching. You can DM me on my Instagram at Kara G. Campbell, or you can DM me on Perfection Unfolding Instagram at Perfection Unfolding Pod. But I'm just so excited to be starting this community and to be offering these goodies. These video episodes don't live anywhere else, so they're exclusive to the Perfection Unfolders. And the first tier is only $5. So if you are someone who enjoys the video episodes, if you like seeing my mannerisms and my quirky personality, come on down. The waters are fine. The waters are great. They're warm and they're cozy. And it's going to be a safe space where we can connect one-on-one and in community and ask questions. And I'm excited for these live Q&As once a month. And I'm excited to ask you guys what you want to talk about. And maybe just we'll workshop different things together of like what you guys want. I'm more than happy to do that with you guys. Because that's what I desire. Like if the internet is for anything, it's for finding your friends. And that's what I'm here to do. So shout out to the shout out to the patrons. Again, at patreon.com/perfectionunfolding. Come join us. It's going to be fun. And with that, let's get into some life updates. So I told you guys on these digital diary episodes, I'm going to go kind of more in depth into my life updates so that the other episodes, we can deep dive into topics and I'm not, you know, taken 45 minutes to talk about my life, and then another 45 to talk about a deep dive topic. So some life updates. As you can tell, I have some new branding. I think it's super cute. I think it's very me. The branding I had before with the sacred geometry, I love, because sacred geometry is just, I think, a perfect example of just how everything in life is perfect. Like, it all comes together in perfect harmony, whether we can see that or not. And also, you know, I've seen the sacred geometry everywhere when I did like my first magic mushy exploration back in 2021. Shit is crazy. And everything really is perfectly divinely created. Like, whatever your belief in God is, whatever your belief in universe is, whatever, if you don't have any belief at all, like, that's fine. But like, we are not here on accident. Like, there are no coincidences. There is an architect of the universe, and whoever that is, whatever that is, they knew what the fuck they were doing. Because like, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So that branding, I really resonated in terms of just like getting the message out of perfection unfolding. It's just like, everything is divinely happening in perfection, like at every given second, every given moment in the present. And, but it was kind of bare bones. It was kind of just like, I kind of threw it together, but it worked for what it worked for. And then I just, since I made that, since I've been doing the show, I've just had these creative little like pings in my mind of like, it needs to be something else. Like, it's not me. It's missing character. It's missing energy. It's missing. I just knew that that's not where I was going to stop. Even though I didn't know what it was going to look like, I knew there was something more and something different. And so I've been like struggling with this project for weeks, months. Back in January, I spent like a whole 8 or 12 hours just looking up colors and combinations of colors and making Pinterest boards of things that resonated. And, you know, and I did all these different colorways, and I tried all these different, you know, fonts and stuff. And I was like, well, I was asking friends, you know, like, what colors do you see? What colors do you think of when you think of me? Like, what colors do you think of when you think of perfection? What colors do you think of when you think of unfolding? What shapes do you see? Like, I was asking myself all these questions, because I do have a background in graphic design. Am I the best designer? No. But can I design? Yes. Have I been paid to do it? Absolutely. So I am a professional. But I've had all these creative blocks, as you may know from listening to the show. And so I just kept kind of chip away at it. And like, every time I would do it, something else would click. And then it would lead me to something else. And then that would click. And then it'd lead me to something else. And that would click. And finally, like last week, right before I launched last week's episode, I stayed up all night till like 8 a.m. just vomiting up all these ideas and all these ideas. And they were just coming to me, and they were flowing to me. And like, the fonts started working, and the colors, I found the palette, and I was like, that's the palette. And that started working. And then I was like, the shapes, because I'm Paisley is my favorite pattern. And since I was a kid, I used to have this Paisley suitcase that was, it was like this minty / seafoam blue green suitcase with little Paisley patterns all over it. And it was my favorite suitcase. And it was so small. It was the perfect size for a little kid, for a little girl. And I think my mom bought it in Chicago when I was like 6 or 7. I loved that suitcase. And then one day it ripped and I was so sad. But Paisley's been my favorite print since I was a kid. And, you know, for whatever reason, like, it just was. And now, because I'm a little bit more spiritual, like, Paisley is like the flower of life. It's like the blooming, the unfolding of life. It's based off of the cypress tree, which is the tree of life. But the cypress tree with like a little bird, the cypress tree is like a tree that's like a shape of a teardrop, but, you know, upside down, like, yeah, like a teardrop. But then if a bird sits on the top of it, it kind of makes this Paisley shape where it's curved and kind of looks like a seed. And so like, Paisley just has all of this like symbolism for life and death and growth and blooming and the cycles of everything and how it's perfectly unfolding, right? Like, all of these. And I was like, yes, Paisley, how do I make Paisley work? And I was working with Paisley. And then I was like, well, Paisley's a little too intricate. I don't know if that makes any sense. And then I realized, boom, the yin yang is Paisley. is like literally the shape of a paisley. And I was like, that's so simple. It's so beautiful. It's so profound, because the yin yang is the good and the good, quote unquote, and the bad, quote unquote, of life. You know, the white being the white with the black circle being the bad that's within the good of life. And then the black paisley shape being with the white dot being the good that's in the bad of life. And I'm using good and bad here because that's, you know, I think what we can, what we've used as a society kind of, you know, kind of naturally, even though I don't believe in good and bad, but like the helpful and hurtful kind of yin yang. And so I was like, oh my God, like this is amazing. So I came across the paisley and then I was like, oh, I'll use the yin yang. And then there was like, there's like the star symbolism where like stars shine a light down a path of, you know, shine a light in darkness, right? So like there's that symbolism. And then just the lettering kind of looks a little bit magical and a little bit woo-woo, but still structured and strong and grounded. And then even the colors, like the colors are, I was overthinking the colors so much. Which if you haven't seen the new branding, I don't know how you haven't, because if you're listening to this on Spotify, the picture should be there. But if you look at it, like this dark, deep purple is kind of this like magical purple that has some mystery and it lends itself to bringing out the magic of the universe and how things unfold and how miracles happen every day. And, you know, branding is supposed to evoke this feeling for those of you who, you know, are into branding or marketing or whatever, like the colors and the fonts and all that stuff. It evokes this kind of emotion, this feeling. And I feel like I finally, with these colors, with the symbolism, have found a picture, like the branding, like a thing that can showcase who I am with my personality. It's a little bit electric. That electric green has been my favorite color since I was a kid. That bright pink, you know, I was a Lisa girl. I was a Lisa Frank girl when I was growing up. I loved Lisa Frank, and this just feels so playful but also magical and also grounded and also fun, but also, you know, and it just, oh, I finally feel like I found something that's actually me. I created something that's me. And for so long, I kept thinking, oh, I should hire somebody to do this because they'll be better at it, yada, yada. No, they won't. Like, it's my creative vision. I have to birth it. Nobody has the vision that I have. And so I'm just really proud of it. And I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to make merch. Guys, I have so many freaking ideas going through my mind. Like, I have so many things that I need to birth. And even just talking about it is like relieving my anxiety, because I'm like realizing how much stuff I've done and how much stuff I still get to do. And so I just wanted to talk through kind of just like the branding and like the symbolism and what it means and how it relates to the philosophy of this podcast and the philosophy that I live by. Right. And yeah, and there's a quote, speaking about the yin yang kind of piece of it, which also in the logo, if you notice, I only have one side colored in, and you know, this might be a stretch, but I feel like, you know, if you kind of let your mind be a little bit creative, it kind of looks like a P, like the pink P. Anyway, I thought that was kind of clever. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. That's fine. But I really like it. The purples, the pinks, the greens, like it just makes me feel so happy. Like it's something that my inner child brought to life. And it wasn't until I listened to my inner child and asked her, like, what do you like? That she was like, I like this. You know, there was a phase in my life where I wore lime green and purple every day for like a year, two, 3 years. I wore these lime green flats I bought from Rue 21 and like my wicked purple, like super tight tee with like the wicked, you know, lime green alphaba on it, like every other day for at least a year. That was like my vibe. So if that gives you an idea of like who I was as a kid, but I also recognize that I'm still that person. Like I haven't changed at all. And I love it. I love it here. Like I'm bringing my Lisa Frank dreams to fruition, because I'm an adult and I can do whatever I want. And I don't have to have these mauve muted colors. I can have electric colors and I can have funky, you know, witchy font, and I can still be professional. You know, and I can, and it just, I can create this world that I love and that I want you to be a part of. So that's exciting. I also wanted to note, like, in this process, like, I had to trust, like, it wasn't until I trusted my gut and I stopped overanalyzing things. I stopped overthinking things and I just let my inner child play, which is something I've been trying to do for a while. That's when all the ideas came to the forefront. That's when I started, like, being in flow state and creating magic. And that's exactly what I feel like the philosophy of perfection unfolding is. It's leaning into the magic of everything around you. It's leaning into the magic of your creativity. It's leaning into the magic of your inner child, of your ability to play, of being in flow. It's just like, you know, all this, like, the same way I started the show, like, I kept reaching for creativity instead of just being creative. It wasn't until I started being creative that this stuff started flowing out of me. And I was like, oh, if I just drop down from my mind into my, like, gut and into my soul, this shit's much, much easier. And a quote that I wanted to use that is perfectly aligns with, like, the whole philosophy of the yin yang, of the cycles of life, of, you know, accepting the good and the bad, was I found this quote on Instagram and it said, "Bad days are a part of a good and sexy life." And I just love that. Bad days are a part of a good and sexy life. It's like, without the bad days, like, you don't know you have a good and sexy life. You know, without that contrast, you don't know, you wouldn't know the difference. You would just think that, you know, good and sexy was just the norm. Whereas we know, like, good and sexy, it's just like, you don't have it all the time. You know what I mean? But when you have it, if you've had the bad days, it's like, yeah, that's nice. I like that. You know? Other life updates. So, well, let me just finish off by saying, like, I'm really excited about the branding. I hope you like it. I hope it resonates. And this is also your reminder that, again, if you have a creative idea, like, nobody else can bring that to fruition except for you. That was given to you for you to execute on, for you to bring to life. Honor that. Okay? I'm saying that to you because I'm saying it to me. All right? Deal? Okay. Moving on. Some other life updates. I've made some new connections through dance. In the spirit of creativity, in the spirit of artist dates, I challenged myself this past weekend and I signed up for my first Monsters of Hip Hop convention. Like, the first one I've been to since I was 16. So I'm 28 now. This was 12 years ago. I went to my last Monsters of Hip Hop. And Monsters of Hip Hop, for those of you who aren't dancers, is like a hip hop convention, you know, led and taught by the dancers in the industry. Like Robert Greene, for instance, is one of the best dancers in the industry right now, slash choreographers, slash creative directors, what have you. He's a genius. He's amazing. Look him up on Instagram. Took his class. I took a bunch of other people's class. Tony Testa, he's been in the industry forever. He was amazing. I've never taken his class before. That was a push. I would describe his style as like animalistic, like machine, which I really enjoyed. But the whole point of it is that I'm dancing alongside like these professional dancers. I'm dancing within rooms of working dancers, like people who are doing it, who are working, who go to LA, who book jobs. I'm obviously not somebody who's doing that. I'm teaching my basic foundation hip hop classes, and jazz funk classes, which I'm very proud of. But I also realize and recognize that if I'm going to be a teacher of anything, I have to be a student of it as well. Because it's not fair for me to be teaching if I'm not still actively learning. That's just a level of integrity that I hold myself to, because that's how I would want my teachers to approach their work. You know, be a forever student and you'll be an incredible teacher. So I went to this convention and it was a kick in my motherfucking ass, like no other. But it was amazing. Like I could only, there was like five classes on both Saturday and Sunday, and I could only do three. Like by the end of the third hour, I was so gassed out. Like I was like, I can't go on. Like I know I paid all this money to go, but I just can't. Like I have nothing else to give. I'm not going to get anything out of this class, out of these next two classes, because I just, my body, like I don't have the stamina. And even though that was a bummer, I appreciated the contrast of not having the stamina, because it showed me exactly where I'm at. It showed me what's true for me. And what's true for me is that is exactly what I thought was true, which is that I need to get stronger and I need to start training again as a dancer. Because this year I told myself I'm going to stretch my mind, body, and soul through dance. And this was a push. This weekend was a push, especially because I spent all day today, it's Monday, just limping around my house and taking a nap and wanting to do nothing because my body was totally depleted, which is another reason why it probably took me so long to get out of my functional free state today, because my body was tired. And, you know, there was no rest in between the two back-to-back days of training. And I'm not used to that, you know? Another point to recognize is, like, I'm not used to that. And I put my body through this thing. I tested my body. And then my body was like, okay, like, I get it. I need a rest now. Thank you. Thank you for dancing. Love you for dancing. Appreciate that. But now we need to sit. Now we need to rest. And, but yeah, it was so dope. And I also made some new friends, new dance friends who were in the scene, choreographers, instructors in Dallas and the DFW area that I connected with and who are, like, amazing. So shout out to them. I'm excited to go take their classes. I'm excited to make their acquaintance, because I felt like I'm on an island for a while in terms of being in the Latin dance scene and only knowing people in that scene and not knowing anybody in the hip hop scene. But here I am trying to teach hip hop classes. I don't know anybody in the hip hop dance scene. So I'm excited that they met me and they welcomed me with open arms just in conversation. So shout out Bang, shout out Brandy, shout out Catherine. I don't know if any of you guys are ever going to listen to this episode, but I really appreciated how kind you were to me, because I'm just like the solo person who hasn't been in that world in a very long time. And for a very long time, I was intimidated by it. And even though it's still kind of intimidating, I'm just at such a point where I don't care what people think about me. And I'm there for the pure love and joy of dancing, that I can finally open myself up to connecting with other people without feeling like I have to compare myself to them or feel like they're judging me, you know, project that judgment onto them, because they don't care. They're just people too, like me. They're just there to dance. They're there to hang out, to connect. And so I appreciate them. So those are some life updates for me. I talked to you about my functional freeze, and I actually found an incredible quote about resistance and about functional freeze that when I read it, I was just like, yes, thank you for the reminder. And so I'm going to share that with you. This is a quote by Jenny Rumenick. She's from the Instagram, The EQ School. The quote goes like this. It says, "The more you resist where you currently are or how you currently feel, the longer you'll stay there. Learn to be in relationship with your resistance. Notice it, meet it, allow it, approach it with compassionate curiosity, soften your judgment, give it space, learn from it, feel what's behind it. Then things will begin to flow." And that's kind of what got me out of this functional free state, is I was just like, okay, like, I have anxiety. Cool. Now I know, I'm going to figure out where it's coming from. It's coming from wanting to be perfect. It's coming from not wanting to be uncomfortable. Okay, I got it. Now that we know, like, we're going to do something uncomfortable, like, how do we prepare for that? And that looked like me kind of just like taking the rest of the day to be a vegetable, I suppose, until finally I got so sick of that I just started, right? And so I thought that was really helpful. Like, just allow whatever you're feeling, that is what's happening. Don't resist the anxiety. Don't resist the feelings of the pressure or the sadness or the anger. Like, just let it be what it is and let it move through you, right? Like, don't resist it. The longer you resist it, the more it persists. What you resist persists. But the second that you look at it and you ask it questions of, like, why are you here? Where is this coming from? I feel like it allows you to relax a little bit, and it allows you to make space between you and it. And then you can work together, right? And then you can start taking steps to to alleviate whatever that thing, the thing that's causing the resistance. Because the resistance isn't the problem. It's the resistance is a symptom of the problem, or a symptom of whatever thing is bothering you, I suppose. So yeah, learn from it, feel what's behind it, then things will begin to flow. Which leads me into kind of the topic of today, which is, I'm just really happy to be here, right? I'm really happy to be here, to be present, to be me, to be Kara, and to allow whatever that looks like to unfold over time, right? And I think if I could be grateful for anything, it's like, I'm so grateful that I'm here, that I'm me, that I'm Kara. And I found another quote, another beautiful quote that kind of just summarizes my whole goal in just being a human and being alive. And that is, it goes like this. It says, "I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding." Isn't that beautiful? That's by John O'Donohue. And I'm going to read it again. "I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding." That is like my ultimate goal, is like, first feeling gratitude for being who I am, which takes a lot of courage and a lot of grace, a lot of deep compassion, and a lot of gratitude for being alive. All things that I've come to be through various conversations and breakdowns and experiences and books that I've read and, you know, all that stuff. But the goal is to continue to allow the flow to unfold, to continue being grateful to be Kara, to continue to allow myself to become, and to honor that and to appreciate that for exactly what it is. Aside from ego, aside from anything, just allowing that to be what it is and loving it every second of the way. Allowing my procrastination to unfold, allowing my imperfections to unfold, allowing my lack of stamina to be what it is, and to be shown that, like, and all the ways that I can improve, so that when I go to another dance convention, I'll be better and I'll be more of who I think I am. You know, I'll dance better and I'll be able to go to all 5 hours of class in one dance and just three. You know, I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding. A mantra that I'm living this year is, this is the year that my success surprises me, because I'm going to allow it to surprise me. I'm going to tinker away and not worry about the numbers or the progress. I'm just going to keep doing the thing because I want to do it, and allow my success to surprise me, allow my life to surprise me in its unfolding. Because everything, like, I can't even imagine all the things that are happening behind the scenes that are working in my favor. I know what I'm doing, and I'm sure, like, there's an inner knowing in my mind that's like, this will lead you to your purpose. This will provide value, which success follows value. Money follows value. You know, like, I'm doing this, whether that's happening or not, but I know that because I'm doing it, it's going to happen. It's going to unfold. It's unfolding whether I deliberately think about it or not, you know? And I want to live in that flow state, and I choose to live in that flow state. And I think getting to that flow state takes an incredible amount of gratitude, an incredible amount of grace, an incredible amount of patience, and an incredible amount of trust. I trust in my unfolding. I trust in the universe. I trust in my actions. And I trust that when I'm showing up for the things that I know I want to show up for, and the things that feel quote unquote right in my soul, that only helpful, successful, wonderful, creative flow state things are going to come from that. They're going to unfold from that. And I don't know why that's true, but I just know it. That's my sixth sense. We all have it. All of us have this inner knowing. You know, if we just listen, if we just pay attention long enough, if we get still enough. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about today, is just my philosophy of being alive, and like how I make sense of the world, and how that comes from the spiritually grounded, grateful place. And first I'm going to read you a poem I kind of wrote. And I actually, this was to kind of give you, just kind of give you a perspective of how I talk to myself, of how I get back to how I find this place of like, I'm just happy to be here. Mind space. I'm going to read you this poem, which was actually, it was a thing I wrote for an Instagram caption a couple months ago when I first started this podcast. And I'm going to read it to you to kind of start off this section. It says, "Hi, I'm Kara Campbell, and this is my human experience. It's messy, it's emotional, it's sensitive and intuitive. It's curious and wonderful. It's helpful. It's hurtful. It's painful. It's perfect. It's uniquely mine, and I choose to experience it without judgment. I choose to enjoy it for everything that it is, for everything it's not, for everything it can and will be. I choose it. I choose it over and over again, not in spite of my hardship and successes, but because of it. I choose life as Kara over and over again, even if given the chance. She's so fucking cool and sweet and curious and thoughtful and fun. She lights up rooms and holds herself to the highest level of integrity. She feels everything so deeply and embraces the depths of her soul and the souls of others. How lucky I am to be her, to be loved by her. She's gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. I'm so happy to be here." So this is kind of the beginning of me thinking about the topic of the show this week. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be Kara. I'm happy to be uniquely me. We are all our own unique people, and we all bring a unique perspective to the world and a unique, we experience everything in our own way. Like there are no two people who are exactly the same in their experiences. You can be an identical twin with the same DNA and have two completely different lives, two completely different perspectives. And how fucking cool is that? That we have this finite amount of energy and the finite amount of resources in the universe, but an infinite amount of resource, infinite amount of, excuse me, experiences to live. And I think today I'm going to get into a little bit about my philosophy of being alive and how I make sense of the world and how that comes from this incredibly spiritual place. Like, I will be doing you a disservice in doing this podcast and giving you these self-development tools if I don't share my spirituality with you, right? On these digital diary episodes, I want to dive deeper into like the spiritual philosophies that have helped me change my motherfucking life. Like the spiritual beliefs that have helped me change my life. Like the way that I see the world, the outlook I have. All of these tools are wonderful and beautiful. Like the journaling and, you know, even just learning language of how to describe things, like people pleaser and anxious and avoidant and all these different terms. And even inner child work, all these things are very helpful tools. But I think the thing that brought me the most peace, the things that brought me the most peace are the beliefs and philosophies I have about just being alive. And so let's get into it. So I'm just going to caveat this, like the things I'm about to tell you, they might come off as a little woo-woo in terms of, you know, being spiritual. But I figure it's time to share this side of myself. Like, if you don't already know, this whole show is incredibly spiritually guided. Like, in order to really believe that everything is perfectly unfolding at every given second, at every given moment, you have to have a belief in something that's bigger than just you. You have to have a belief in something outside of yourself, a belief in the divine nature of things, the divine nature of you, of your soul, of the people around you, of nature, like the divine. And I'm using the word divine, not in like a Christian God sense, but just divine. And some of the shit we can't make sense of. Like, we cannot make sense of the perfection that is the Fibonacci sequence, or that is in the swirl of a seashell, or that is, you know what I mean? Like, there is, I think you're doing yourself a disservice in being alive if you don't leave room for the magic that is being alive, right? Like, it doesn't make sense that two people can come together, they can have sex, and they just create another life. And it's perfectly made, you know, 9 times out of 10. Like, make that make sense. Who did that? Who invented the human body so that it would just operate on its own while your mind has no control over it? And yet you have all the control of how it operates by feeding it certain things. Make that make sense. You know what I mean? Like, and even the more I dive into spirituality and just like, you know, how everything is perfectly made, or the belief that nothing is on accident, there are no coincidences. It's like art and science and religion, they're all trying to do the same thing. They're all just observing what is and documenting it. That's it. To me, even though like we look at religion and science and art and science as like, you know, three different things, they're all the same thing. They're just speaking different languages. Like, science is not actually inventing anything. They are just taking what already is and describing it and observing it and making it make sense to our little human brains. But even science does not have, like, they can't explain how it got here. They can only observe and describe what they're seeing. And so just that on its own, like, you gotta have room for the magic, because miracles are happening all the time. Things that we don't understand are happening all the time. Like, you're really gonna sit here and you're gonna look up at a cloud and be like, yeah, that's normal. You're gonna sit here and look up at the stars and be like, that's a regular thing. What the fuck are you talking about? Where the shit is that stuff coming from? The weather? What is the weather? Where is that coming from? I know these are all things that we've normalized in our human society because we've observed them for however many years. But like, what the shit? You know what I mean? Like, there's so many phenomena that occur that it's just like, how does it know? How does it being whatever, you know, God, universe, spirit, energy, whatever, how does it know to do all these things to make all these systems work? Like, my mind is blown. That's kind of where my spirituality started. It's just like, some things just don't make sense. And even though, try as we might, we try to figure out these ways to describe them, like, we still don't know where things come from. We still don't know anything. And that's okay. And so this is kind of where my spirituality comes into play. Like, that's kind of like step one, is just like asking questions, like leaving room for the magic of the universe. And just being open to like, maybe we don't know everything, and that's okay. Like, we're not supposed to. But just to kind of give you guys a foundation of the things that I believe that are kind of they're foundational to my spirituality, I made a little bit of a list. It's not comprehensive, but it kind of gives you an idea of the things I choose to believe, you know? And again, as always, if it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. But if it does resonate with you, let it. Think about it. Question it. You know, don't take my word for gospel. If you take my word for gospel, if you take anybody's word for gospel, you're missing the point. Like, you have your own inner knowing, you have your own sense of what resonates. And there are going to be things that I say in a couple seconds that resonate, and some things that might not. Or maybe some things that you think they resonate, but you have a lot of other programming from like religion, or, you know, your education, or your upbringing that kind of conflict. It's okay. Let those two things, the conflict live at the same time. It's okay for two things to be true at one time. That's dichotomy. That's emotional intelligence, is recognizing that like, maybe two contrasting ideas can be true at one time, or be true for you at one time. You know, it's okay. Like, nuance is welcome here. You know, complexity is welcome here. I do not want anyone to think, anyone to live their life thinking that like, there's only one truth. there's always going to be at least two truths, you know? Because that's just how dichotomy of the universe works, the divine dichotomy works. And so here's some things that I believe. I believe, it's about to get woo-woo, okay? Don't say I didn't warn you. I believe our souls choose to come here to experience the full spectrum of human emotion. I believe our souls looked at the life of everything we would do, be, and become, and said, hell yes, that looks amazing. Sign me up for that specific life. Okay, these first two, these are giving reincarnation. Okay, I do believe in reincarnation. I just, again, there's lots of unexplainable things that happen that are just like, why does that kid know how to play the piano when he's 3 years old? Make that make sense? And he's playing Beethoven perfectly. Make it make sense? Okay. Things that don't make sense, right? It doesn't make sense, but that's just one example. But these first two, like, our souls chose to come here to experience the full spectrum of human emotion. I think that that's what we're here to do. I don't think that Earth is a school. I don't think we're here to learn lessons and balance our karma. I think we are here to experience the full spectrum of human emotion. I think this might be one of the places in the universe where souls can come to experience that, right? It's like we come here to experience contrast, right? Like to experience the quote unquote bad things, the tough stuff, the uncomfortable things, so that we can remember who we actually are, which I believe is another one of my beliefs. I believe that we are pure love personified. And I believe that if all we were was pure love personified, and that's all we lived with, you know, if in the soul world or the afterlife or somewhere in the universe where we go when we die, if we just lived in pure love all the time, we would forget what that feels like. So that we come to Earth and we incarnate as these beings and we're so excited and we're like, let's, what's it like to cry? What's it like to be angry? What's it like to, you know, feel these, all the things? And then, you know, along the way, we realize, oh, it's kind of like tough to be here. But then when we experience the joy and the love and like the beauty and the magic and the miracle of being on Earth, the miracle of being alive in a human form, the miracle of relating, the miracle of experience, we're like, holy shit, this was worth every fucking bad day. This was worth every, you know, moment of fear, of shame, of everything. Like, that contrast reminded me that I'm pure love personified. It brought me back to who I actually am, right? Again, this might be a little woo-woo. This might be something you've never thought about before in this kind of way, and that's okay. It might not be for you. But this view of, like, of, again, the second thing I said, I think the souls pick this whatever experience they're in. They pick it. They see the whole, oh, Jesus, sorry, my camera, it's wobbling. They see the whole picture of what your life is going to look like, all the different possibilities, because there's infinite possibilities, because I do believe we have free will on Earth. But like the soul, because it can see everything all at once, because it has access to everything, because it's God consciousness. I think we're all God consciousness. I think we're God just split into a million different pieces, experiencing himself or herself or themselves for who they actually are. Again, another heady kind of topic. But I think, oh gosh, I lost my train of thought. Having ADHD, bro. Right. What I was going to say was, I think our souls see the full like spectrum of all the possibilities of who Kara can be, of who you could be. And they're like, this looks fucking cool. Like, I want to try this. Like, whatever path they choose, they're going to remember who they are, or they're going to become exactly who they want to be. Right. And you know, who you want to be might not be in your highest alignment, but it's exactly what you chose. And I think free will is so beautiful because we get to choose our experience. Some of us don't live in a state of conscious choice. And so we kind of live our whole experience in an unconscious state of, you know, kind of go with the flow of society, but that's still a choice. And that's still an experience. And that's still worth experiencing. as a part of the big infinite, you know, pieces of the puzzle, that experience is still valid, right? The heartbreaking experiences are still valid. They're not unimportant, you know? But I think our souls choose to incarnate in our body to experience exactly who you are, exactly what you have to offer, and exactly what you're going to experience. And with that, it's like, I can't help but feel grateful. It's like, holy shit, like, I get to be Kara. Like, nobody else gets to be Kara in the whole wide world. Cool. No one else is going to think like Kara. No one else is going to be like Kara. No one else is going to light up rooms like Kara or to feel as deeply as Kara. Like, what a gift that is. And that's what those beliefs give me, is just like, it grounds me in this, like, I'm so fucking special. And I chose to be here. It's like, if we have choice in our waking human lives, why wouldn't we have choice in our afterlife, in our soul life? You know, if energy cannot be created or destroyed, my consciousness isn't my body. It's going to go somewhere else. You know, it's going to just, once it's not in a body anymore, it's going to fly around. It's going to make a bunch of other choices in the afterlife. Maybe I'll choose to reincarnate again. Who knows? But I just think it's so empowering when you attack life from the perspective of choice. And it's just so fun to think about, like, whether you really believe in reincarnation or not, the thought experiment alone of just like recognizing your uniqueness, of recognizing how special you are, of how like no one else is going to be, no one else gets to ride this roller coaster, just you, the good, the bad, the ugly. And like, all of it's valid and all of it's important and all of it is leading you to becoming and unfolding who you are, the core of who you are. Every negative experience you have, quote unquote negative experience, is just showing you what you're not so that you can become who you are. How fucking special is that? That's so cool. Some other things I believe is that, I think I said this, I think I was saying this right when I lost my train of thought, but I believe that we are fractals of God's creative consciousness experiencing itself in human form. We are fractals of God's creative consciousness experiencing itself in human form. And by that, I mean this. You know, the discourse around like why humans are here and what the purpose is and you know, what makes us special and why are we the apex predator and all this stuff. Everyone's like, we're no different than animals. The thing that makes humans different than animals, in my opinion, which again, a lot of these, I haven't mentioned it in this episode, but I mentioned conversations with God in the last episode. And even though I said I was going to talk about it, I didn't talk about it. But a lot of these ideals can be found in those books, the Conversation with God books. They're ideals I kind of already had that were validated through those books that I was like, oh shit, like I'm not the only one. But what makes us different as humans from animals and from an animal to a blade of grass to a cloud in the sky is that we are inherently creative. We create our reality. We can consciously create our reality the same way that God created all of this. Everything you see, everything that is God's creation. The universe's creation. Energetic, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, whatever the thing that's bigger than you that connects us all together, whatever you call that, it's a creative force. It is the creative juice that created, that made everything around you. And I think that that is the spark, that is the gift that we were given as humans. Because animals, like they're primally, like they're walking around and they're predators or they're prey and they're just doing their cycles like all the time. Like they're kind of a group consciousness. Like they do not have the illusion of individuality. Like I read something somewhere. It might have been a TikTok video. It might have been an article. I don't know. I can't remember. But it said that it's only when animals are domesticated that they start they start developing a personality. But when they're wild, they are part of a group consciousness, like the group of birds you see. They all fly in the perfect patterns together. You know, packs of wolves, they all, you know, maneuver together. Elephants, giraffes, like all these animals are pack, they're pack animals. But once we domesticate them, that's when they start developing separateness. That's when they start developing a personality. And I think humans are the same way. It's like we were given this gift of the illusion of separateness so that we could experience an individual perspective while also being a part of the collective human race. And in both the collective and in the individual experience, we can create our own realities. Whereas, you know, packs of animals, they're not really creating their own realities. The reality is what it is. They live in it, they die in it, and that's okay. Whereas humans, we're always inventing things. We're inventing inventions. We're building houses. We're making clothes. We're doing all these random things in all these random parts of the world. Some of them, there's overlap. You know, we're all making clothes, but the clothes look a little bit different. We're all building industry, but the industry looks a little bit different, you know? So it's like, it's collective, but it's separate, right? And I think that's what makes us different. We have the spark of God creative consciousness inside of us. And that's why we've been able to evolve, you know, over time, is that we're continually creating ourselves generation after generation, life after death, after life, after death, after life, after death. And until we, and that's just going to keep going forever and ever on the cosmic wheel. So yeah, I think that we're all fractals of God. I think God just split herself up into a million bajillion different pieces so that, you know, if God is love, I'm using the term God because it's like the one term that I think most people can like understand. But if the universe, if the universal force is love, it's pure love. Pure love can't know it's pure love until it knows what pure love isn't. Does that make sense? And so that's why pure love like sacrificed its like, you know, part of itself to break off and to split into a bajillion million pieces so that it could then separate itself from itself so it could see itself for what it was. Are you following me? This is where the philosophy comes into play. This is where the spiritual philosophy comes in. And that's what I think that humans are. That's what I think everything that we see around us and that we even don't see, I think that's what it is. I think it's just a reflection of God. It's a reflection of spirit. It's a reflection of sacred geometry. It's a reflection of love, ultimately. I think love is the only thing that really exists, and everything else is an illusion. That's what I choose to believe. That's what I believe. And that helps me sleep at night. Like, if you live your life knowing and thinking that everything is love personified, but sometimes like the illusion of separateness distorts it to look like fear, envy, hatred, you know, all these other different kind of sticky, nasty things. You know that the core of thing is love. And it's like, it helps me have grace for people. It helps me have more compassion. It helps me be more empathetic to others and to myself. You know, it helps me remember that like my thoughts aren't facts. It helps me remember that we're all going to be okay. And it kind of helps gives me this, I don't know if I mentioned this last episode, but like, this feeling of pronoia instead of paranoia. Pronoia is like when you think the universe is working in your favor always. Whereas paranoia is that you think that the universe is always against you. It's always working against you. I intuitively feel like paranoia isn't helpful, but pronoia is. I can't explain to you why. I'm not going to try. Maybe that resonates for you. Maybe it doesn't. A couple other things. What else did I say in here? I said, I believe that we are made of stardust and that the universe is neutral. So even like Neil deGrasse, you know, Tyson or whatever his name is, he's like a devoutly agnostic, but even he will sit there and tell you we are made of literal stardust. Like we are made of the things that of the universe. That's not just a spiritual philosophy. Like that is a fact of science, which again, science is just observing what already is, right? At least, you know, obviously that's not like a holistic definition, but that's the definition that I've come up with in just observing and doing my own observations of what other people are observing. It's very meta. I believe that we can do and choose whatever we want. And going back to the universe, I believe the universe is neutral. I believe the universe doesn't care what we do. I think I used to believe in karma, which I believe in karma in the sense that the energy you put out, you are going to also receive, because what's helpful for you is helpful for others, and what's unhelpful for others is unhelpful for you. And energy attracts energy. So if you're always being unhelpful, like, you're going to attract unhelpful energy. You're going to attract negative energy if you're always being negative. So I believe in karma in that sense, but I don't believe in karma in that, you know, if we do bad things, we're going to be sent to hell or whatever. Like, there are things that are inherently helpful and there are things that are inherently hurtful. And the universe is neutral about either. Like, it doesn't care what you do. Like, every experience is valid. Every experience is just here to be felt and to be known and to be understood. Like, that, I think that, but that again goes back to why I think we're here in the first place. I think the point of life is to just experience and to relate. Like, that is literally it. Like, there is nothing to learn. You're going to learn things along the way. You're going to know things along the way. Things are going to unfold in front of you, but that's not the point. The point is to just experience the full range of human emotion, to relate to people, to connect to each other, to connect to yourself. But how that happens, like, the universe doesn't judge you. Like, God doesn't judge you. You can do whatever you want, but just know that there's consequences. And, like, again, consequences can be negative or positive. The way you interpret what's happening, that's your perception. But the universe itself doesn't hold any judgment. I think that's a really important thing that I choose to believe. That's really helpful. It leads me to my next thing, is that I believe that there's no need or purpose for shame or judgment on our paths. But when we do experience it, the contrast makes experiencing love and joy that much more powerful and transformative, which is something I kind of touched on earlier. Again, the universe is neutral. There is no need or purpose for shame or for judgment. Like, it's a philosophy of, if you mess up, okay, what did you learn? You know, is it something you want to do again? Yes or no. And then you just move on. Like, as humans, we tend to hold so much shame and so much judgment. And we internalize the things that we've done as, like, who we are, which we are constantly creating who we are moment by moment, right? That's not to say that it excuses your behavior. Like, if you operate in a negative manner, there's going to be negative consequences, and you will be held accountable by the people that affects, right? Including yourself. Like, it's going to elicit, like, some negative emotions inside of you. But you don't have to live there. You can experience them, let them be what they are, and keep it moving. Right? Shame has no place when it comes to growth and self-development. Like, what you resist persists. Like, if you push down the things that you're ashamed about, and you don't ever look at them and transmute them into something positive, into something that, like, that you don't have to be proud of, but something that you accept it, you take responsibility for it, and you keep it moving, right? Like, if you keep pushing it down, it's going to keep persisting there. It's not going anywhere. You can't transmute it if you're not willing to accept that that's true. So yeah, the universe is neutral. Let's drop the shame. Let's drop the judgment. Like, I know it's easier said than done, but, like, let's try. Let's really try. Because there's no use for it here. I believe that we block our own blessings and sometimes we wear our wounds like a badge of honor when we know it's not of our highest good. Bro, we love to be a victim. We love to be victims. But in that, we block our blessings. Like, I've seen a lot of videos recently pop up online of people talking about how they used to identify as, like, the moody, tortured artist, and they thought that made them so interesting and so cool, when really they ended up just, like, never actually making any art, just thinking about it or criticizing other people. And I talked about this in the artist way of how the art appreciator / art critiquer is usually just a blocked artist themselves, because envy usually points, like, when you're critiquing somebody, it's usually because, you know, you probably envy them in some way. And envy actually is helpful in showing us what we actually desire and showing us what aligns or doesn't align, you know? And it's like, and why do we do that? It's so silly. It's so silly that we wear these identities that don't serve us, that we know aren't helpful. And yet it's, I guess it's the easier choice to just, you know, be the victim of your circumstance and not to take responsibility for it and just kind of blame everything on your circumstance or your tools or your lack thereof. When really you can just do whatever you want. You can create whatever you want. Like, no one's holding you back except for yourself. And so once we accept that we've been doing that and we realize we've been doing it, then we can make change. Then we can be empowered, right? Some other things I said in here, I believe the universe conspires in our favor, but will always give us what we think we are. It will reflect back to us what we truly believe, whether it's helpful or hurtful. So the universe, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, they are always conspiring in our favor, but they always want, it's always going to give us what we believe, not necessarily what we desire, right? If we believe we're garbage, you know, it's going to give us validation that we're garbage, you know, because that's all we're going to see. Because that's, you know, we've got this confirmation bias as humans that's always looking for, you know, validation and for confirmation. So if we believe the opposite, we believe that we are worthy and we want to do good things, a topic I spoke about last week and probably the week before, it's going to conspire in our favor. It's going to give us exactly what we believe. Not always what we want, but what we believe. So that's why it's so important to like transmute those core beliefs, you guys, because even though the universe is neutral, it wants to do right by us and reflect back to us what we believe. So it's our job to make sure we're believing things that are of our highest good, are of our highest good and of our highest vision of ourselves, right? I believe we are powerful beyond measure and can do and be whatever we want. This one's my favorite. I believe we are powerful beyond measure and we can do and be whatever we want. If this doesn't light you up, if living in choice doesn't light you up and empower you, that's where you know you've got work to do. Because like I've said before, sometimes having choice is like the scariest fucking thing. Because you're like, when you realize that you have that much power, you have to also accept the responsibility that comes with that, right? With great power comes great responsibility. Like, what a wonderful quote. But when you put it in terms of building your life and doing whatever you want, how scary? How scary is it at first when you start thinking about how many shitty days you've had, how you don't feel good, how you aren't happy? You have to take responsibility for that once you realize that you can live and do and be whatever you want. You're like, oh, like I've been choosing to be unhappy. I've been choosing to feel uncomfortable in my body. I've been choosing all of these things, whether I knew it or not. And that's a really tough pill to swallow. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been there. I'm still there. There's still things in my life that I'm like, fuck, I've been choosing that the whole time. Why do I keep making myself miserable? Like today with my procrastination, I chose that whole experience. I chose to feel that anxiety. I chose to have that experience. And yet I did it anyway. You know, there's a big difference between knowing and doing. And I think the first step of this is just like knowing that you can live in choice and do and be whatever you want. You know, taking that in, grieving and feeling all the shame of like all the things that you've let yourself do and be and let yourself not do and not be, kind of feel all those feelings and then let them go. Because you don't need them anymore. Now you can move forward empowered and you can always make a new choice. This is one of the biggest philosophies that have changed my life. You can make a new choice whenever you want. You do not have to keep making the same choice over and over and over again if you don't want to. No one's stopping you from making a new choice. No one's keeping you from making a new choice. It's just you. Some choices are really hard to stop choosing, but I'm telling you, you can always make a new choice. If you feel like you're stuck and you're down and you're broken, you can always make a new choice, a more helpful choice, a healthier choice, a choice that feels aligned with your spirit, a choice that feels aligned with your being, a choice that only you know you want to make and that you can make. And it's like, you could have done all of the horrible, gross things that you hate about yourself or that you hate that you do, you know, consecutively for days, weeks, months, years. And one day, all it takes is a little bit of courage to just be like, you know what? I'm going to make a new choice in this moment. Like, I don't want to keep making this choice. And then you just move forward and you step into a new reality. No questions asked. You just decide. You decide that you want different. You decide that you want something better for yourself. And then you just choose it. And sometimes you'll make those choices that are healthier and more aligned. And then you'll regress. And then you'll choose it again. And then you'll regress a little bit. But it'll be a little bit less this time. And then you'll choose it again and again and again and again in a row. And then you'll regress a little bit, but not as much as before. And then eventually you're just choosing the most aligned, integrous path for yourself over and over and over again. Like, and you just live that life. That is just your life now. How beautiful is that? That awareness changed my fucking life. That changed my life. Because I'm a person who, once I know something, I can't unknow it. I can't unknow it. And so every time I try to slip back into an old pattern or an old behavior and an old choice, the whole time I'm doing it, I'm like, I know I can choose something different. And sometimes I'll purposefully go back into an old pattern or an old choice, and I will relish in it, because I'm like, I'm actively choosing this thing, and I hold no judgment for it anymore. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to accept the negative consequences, and then tomorrow I won't choose it again. How beautiful is that? You can just walk around with no judgment and no shame, just choosing whatever you want, exactly what you want, when you want it. You can choose partners. You can choose food. You can choose where you live. You can choose the shoes you put on every day. You can choose the clothes you wear. You can choose to be excited, or you could choose to be not excited. You could choose to be anxious. You could choose to be not anxious. You know what I mean? Everything's a choice. I think that's beautiful. And again, it's easier said than done, but it's possible. It's possible. And I think that might be your first step, is just accepting that it's possible. Getting curious about the possibility of living in choice and then trying it on and see how that looks for you. I tell you what, once you start making decisions through conscious choice, you're not going to ever stop. You're not going to ever stop. I'll tell you that much. The last couple things on here. I believe we are divinely created and perfectly made, no matter if we believe we are or not. The truth is the truth, my guy. You are perfect whether you think so or not. Like, that's just the truth. I choose to believe that. Yeah, there's no arguing. So there's that. And then lastly, I believe everything is perfectly unfolding in every present moment, moving you closer and closer to who you really are. Everything is perfectly unfolding in every present moment, moving you closer and closer to who you really are. How beautiful is that? What a wonderful philosophy. That's like it's the philosophy of the whole podcast, is that you're perfect. Everything you do, everything you perceive as a mess up, everything you perceive as a success, it's all perfect. It's perfectly, uniquely you. And that's just the truth. And that helps me live every day with more peace. All of these beliefs help me live every day with more peace. They help me feel more grounded. They help me feel more connected to everything and everyone around me, right? They help me take in new information. They help me live without self-judgment, without too much self-judgment. I'm not perfect, don't get me wrong. They help me feel more spiritual. They help me connect with everything that is. They help me feel like I don't have to do anything to be worthy. I just am. I don't have to reach for worthiness. I don't have to reach for success. I don't have to reach for love. I just am. I just am worthy. I just am successful. I just am love. I just am magical. I just am perfect. Are there things that I'm going to do that are going to irritate me or that I think are annoying? Sure. Sure. But it's all a part of it. It's all a part of the process of me becoming who I am, of me remembering what I'm made of, which what I'm made of is love. I am pure love. We are all pure love. When you were born, you were perfect. You are perfect. You have not stopped being perfect. It helps me, these beliefs help me love myself unconditionally. And I think that is the biggest gift I have given myself. It's the best gift I've ever given myself, that I've ever given anyone. And it makes me emotional, like thinking about it, like. It's what gets me up in the morning. It's what helps me just be a person in the world, trying her best day in and day out, feeling her feelings and trucking along, showing up for her creativity, living in alignment, and just doing what I can. Like, that's enough. That's plenty. Everything else is extra. Being alive is plenty. Everything else is extra. And so that is why I'm just grateful to be here. Those beliefs, like these philosophies, are what ground me in my gratitude. They're what ground me in the present moment. Yeah, I think that's all I got for today. That's my digital diary for you guys this week. And I didn't write any affirmations down, but at the end of every episode, I do like to give some affirmations. I say them in first person, and I encourage you to hear them for yourself. And maybe you remember them, maybe you write them down, maybe you repeat them back to yourself. If you believe them, if they resonate with you, just let them resonate. Let them be true for you. Some of my favorite affirmations that I like to give to myself go a little something like this. Thank you. Thank you for being exactly who you are. I love exactly who you are. All your mess, all your success, it's all perfect and it's wonderful. You are light. You are love. You are magic personified. You are love personified. I am love personified. I love the way I show up. I love the way I live. I love the way I dance. I love the way I inquire and my curiosity. I am perfect. I am perfectly made. There is nothing for me to do. There is only being. I love being here. I love being Kara. I love being me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hearing me. I love you. And with that, that's our show, guys. Wow. I wonder if you guys like these kinds of episodes where I kind of just go off the cuff and just do my little spiritual ramblings. Because there's a lot more where that came from. I'll tell you that much. As always, if you like the show, if you got any value out of it, share it with a friend, right? Like, if there's somebody in your life you know could use these messages, as chaotic as they might have come out, send it to them. Share it with a friend. If you are on Spotify, like, let me know how you like the show. There is a question section underneath this episode, underneath every episode, every week, where you can let me know if you liked the episode, what you liked about the episode. You can always email the show at perfectionunfoldingpod@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts, your questions, your concerns. Let's dive deeper into some of this stuff if you're curious. Let me know what parts resonated and what parts maybe didn't. As always, like, rate, review, share the show, give it 5 stars, tell a friend to tell a friend. This community can only grow through word of mouth. That's my favorite way for things to grow. And if you want to grow and be a part of the exclusive community and watch the video episodes of Perfection Unfolding, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/perfectionunfolding. We're building a community, right? Like, this philosophy, I think, has legs, and I think it could help a lot of people. I think a lot of people could find a lot of peace in the idea of perfection unfolding in the philosophy. I'm sharing this for me, but I'm also sharing it for you. Like, I hope it helped, you know, for clips of the show to share with your friends, or, you know, if there's a certain message that resonates that you want to share with your peeps on the Instas or the TikToks, you can follow the show on at Perfection Unfolding Pod on Instagram. And you can follow the show at Perfection Unfolding on TikTok. And you can also listen to the show, listen to the clips on YouTube at Perfection Unfolding with Kara G. That's Kara with a C. And yeah, as always, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. I love you so much. New episodes every Tuesday. Join the Patreon for a shout out before next week. And I'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye.